Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got a lot going on here today. Evan in for Steiny with Gu. I'm going to talk to Nick Hamilton here of SiriusXM. In just a moment, covers everything SoCal sports, including the Dodgers who take on the Giants tonight. Series beginning heading into the All-Star break. Also, the afternoon show is going to be chatting with Willard and Dibbs. Hunter Pence is going to be on at 4:15. So keep it locked right here on 95.7 The Game all day. And, of course, we got our All-Star Week prize blowout set to go starting on Monday. And right now, we go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And we're pleased to be joined now by Nick Hamilton. And Nick, appreciate you joining the show. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hanging in.
So first, I got to ask, because you're Goose guy, how long have you known Daryl the Guru Johnson? How far does your relationship go back?
We go back like four flats on the Cadillac, man.
There you go.
It's been a minute. He reached out to me years ago, and, you know, I just appreciate him ever since.
Hey, no, you got a big thing going, Nick. I was telling with the Nightcastle Media, and you're doing everything from the Dodgers, WNBA, Rams. So I was like, man, let's have him on, big Dodgers series, and I appreciate you being available.
Oh, thank y'all, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah, well, let's start right there, Nick. You know, obviously, you work for Nightcast Media, host on SiriusXM. This is a big series between the Giants and the Dodgers heading into the All-Star break. I'll start with this. How big of a series do you think it is for the Giants versus the Dodgers? Like, which team do you think it's bigger for?
I think it's big for both teams in different regards. I think, obviously, being the decades-long rivalry that it's been, obviously, the Giants get up for the Dodgers. I don't care how bad or how good the Giants are. They're going to play the Dodgers extremely tough. So I think the Giants is an opportunity, obviously, to get one series over the visiting Dodgers. But I also think for the Dodgers, trying to snap this six-game losing skid, because it has been absolutely atrocious to watch the last six or seven games of this significantly talented team who has battled through, obviously, injuries and things of that nature throughout this season thus far.
Now, Nick, I was telling my co-host and the listeners, you were born and raised in L.A., and this might be an unfair question or comparison to some of the greats, and we'll get a taste of Ohtani on the bump tomorrow, but as far as the hitter, we're going to get him tonight. What is Ohtani, and how big is Ohtani mania in L.A.? Is it up there with Kobe and what Shaq was and LeBron?
It's definitely up there with Kobe. It was definitely up there with Kobe and Shaq, to be honest with you, if not more, because this is a global phenomenon. It took a while for Kobe to really become that global phenomenon. But for Shohei Ohtani, I mean, it's packed out. When he's pitching, when he's hitting, especially in the press box, because there's dozens of Japanese media, especially on the field when he goes out to warm up. All they do is follow him. Yamamoto. So it's a huge thing. Anytime that that Showtime is in full motion. So yeah, I don't see that train slowing down anytime soon. He is a definite freak of nature. I mean, he is LeBron. He is the LeBron of baseball stature wise. You know how big LeBron is. So imagine that playing baseball. That's what Shohei Ohtani, you know, represents as far as stature is concerned.
We're chatting with Nick Hamilton here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, host for Nightcast Media, SiriusXM down in L.A. Take us through the last six games. I mean, like, what has been going on with the Dodgers? I see they've only scored 10 runs. I mean, is it been lack of runners in scoring position? You think they're just in a little bit of a funk? Like, what has been going on that's had them in this tailspin?
I think when you look at the compile of injuries, I mean, you look at Muncy, what happened to Muncy, obviously, Teoscar Hernandez, and then obviously Tommy Edmond in their starting lineup. And then when you have the healthier superstars, like we've mentioned, Shohei, you know, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, they have been in a hitting slump. I mean, they've combined for a 194 batting average at the plate. So, you know, the depth options have, you know, offered a little reprieve. Obviously, Michael Conforto, Kim and James Altman have gone 5 for 38, even though they've received more playing time. So I just think is they're just in a funk. I mean, it's a very long season. Teams are going to go through that. Unfortunately, all eyes on the Dodgers because they are the World Series champs, defending champs. And so there's a lot of expectation with the Dodgers. People act like the Dodgers can't lose. It's like, what reality world do you live in? What dimension do you live in? Maybe you're in the multiverse. I don't know. But in reality, in this dimension that we all live in, things like this happen throughout the season. But I think it's none of the Dodgers are panicking. Even Dave Roberts said, look, we understand how serious this is, but we're not going to hit the panic button. We're not going to overreact. There's still a lot of baseball to be played. We haven't even gotten to the All-Star break yet. So we're going to monitor certain things. Obviously, they've had to go through some injuries. They've had to reacquire, you know, Shohei as far as his pitching is concerned, because basically that's a bullpen session. I mean, he's only been able to pitch one inning or so, and then it's a bullpen session. So, much like we saw last year when Dave Roberts was able to manage that bullpen type of style, he's having to do it again this time, except now Shohei is at the forefront of it, at least in right now. So, I wouldn't worry. I know people are panicking. Some people in LA are panicking, but again, let's see what they do in the second half of the season as we go down the stretch and head down the freeway of the playoffs. I mean, the Dodgers are still in first place in the National League West. So I believe at some point when the season is said and done, they're going to win their division, and the Giants won't. So there you have it.
Nick, let me ask you this, because we are just having the conversation. The last time these two teams played in L.A., I mean, the game was interrupted with the news of Ralphie Devers coming to the Giants. My co-host and I talked about 107 a couple years back under Gabe Kapler, and the Dodgers came in and won that series. I want to know that Devers trade, what that did to the Dodgers. Do you think it got their attention? Like, because the Giants go into this series 5 games back, but that trade, adding Rafael Devers, how much attention do you think that got from the Dodgers?
I think they paid attention to it. I don't think they deviated off course as far as what they are still having to do and still maintaining that significant lead that they have. But I think you definitely.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Have to pay attention to that. I mean, Devers is a beast. I mean, he's absolutely major. You can't ignore that, you know, if you call yourself a competitor. I think that was a boost in the arm for the San Francisco Giants, for sure. It'll remain to be seen how he continues to, you know, be acclimated into their system, and he's able to produce for them in a significant way. But, yeah, you definitely have to pay attention to that, no question.
Nick Hamilton joining us on the River Islands guest line here on 95.7 The Game, reporter for Nightcast Media, host Sirius XM. Yeah, I did want to ask you kind of what the perception is of the Giants from L.A. Getting Posey in as president of baseball operations has kind of led to the acquisition of Rafi Devers. Like, I know that the Giants the last couple of seasons have been a little bit on the wayside. They've been largely a 500 team. But has the perception from L.A. changed of what the San Francisco Giants are this season in regards to being a threat? Maybe not to the division, but being a legitimate postseason team.
I mean, they're still the hated ones. Everybody in L.A. hates the Giants, and I'm sure the Giants fans hate L.A. I mean, beat L.A. chants all over, you know, their stadium. So nothing has really changed, I think. But you do have to pay attention to the Giants, to the Padres, those teams in your division. You know, the D-backs, I think you do have to pay attention to those things because, again, we still have a whole half of baseball to play. And I think you still have to pay attention to those teams, especially the Giants. And I think those games are extremely important, not just for standings, but for confidence as well. Like I said earlier, you know, you're on a six-game losing streak. Your bigger stars can't connect at the plate. They're coming up shorter than a little person at a urinal. So you can't mistake anything for granted. You have to make sure that you take game by game. And I think you can't look past an opponent. I think you have to take this series this weekend. I think you have to look at it game by game by game. I think that's what the Dodgers have to do in order to start getting back on course as far as getting back in the W column. But, yeah, the Giants, they're still the hater ones.
Look at you. Nick, we'll get you out of here on this one. You do it all, man. I got to ask you this question. We just spent 30 minutes on it. Is LeBron really leaving L.A.? Do the Lakers want to say night-night to Bron?
Listen, you know, LeBron loves attention. He's a diva. And listen, you can't take anything away from his play on the court. I think it's just much to do about nothing. If the Lakers could get from up under that contract, I think they would, because they're building towards the future. I think they're looking at Luka towards their future. I think they're looking at possibly DeAndre Ayton as being part of that future. That's why he signed a 2-year deal, obviously 1-1. But overall, I mean, I'm ready for LeBron to leave. I think he's done enough for this organization. I think. I don't want to hear any more talk about a statue outside of Staples Center. He does not deserve a statue. If you want to retire his jersey, great. I have no problems with that. He is the third best player to ever play the game behind Jordan and Kobe. So if that's what you want to do, that's fine. If LeBron left tomorrow, no tears will be shed, and I'll go ahead and schedule the U-Haul tomorrow.
Wow, Nick. Tell us how you really feel.
How would you feel, Nick, if he ended up in Golden State?
That's fine by me. He still won't win a chip, but that's fine. He still won't win 5 because I don't believe LeBron cares about winning chips anymore. I think LeBron, as he has shown us the last couple of years, he is about him. He's trying to rack up 70,000 points like he's playing NBA Jam, and he wants his name in the record books. That's the main way he's going to be. He wants to be remembered. He's not going to be remembered as a multi. You know, he's going to be a 4-time champion. You can't take anything away from his championships, no question. And he was an instrumental part in each one of those championships. But I think when you're looking at, when we're talking about greats or GOAT conversation, why is his name even being brought up when this man is 4-6 in the finals? And we act like Kobe Bryant never existed and people trying to throw dirt on this man's legacy and this man's name. And we just skip over Kobe like he was no big deal, as if he was the big deal. So I think with LeBron, if he wants to go to Golden State or if he wants to go Chicago or Dallas or wherever else he decides to go, that's fine. I hope he has he finishes the career the way he wants to, but he's not winning a chip. So, you know, he'll remain at 4, and nothing wrong with 4 chips.
I got you, Nick.
If we get him, we might have action, Nick. We'll need you to call back.
I mean, you're going to have action because LeBron is box office. LeBron is a big-time seller. You know he's going to sell tickets just like – but let's not act like Steph Curry ain't held the organization down.
Right.
Even though they took away one of his Splash Brothers. He's still holding the organization down. And when you think of Golden State, you think of Steph Curry.
Right.
No question. So adding LeBron to that mix, yeah, would it sell more tickets? Absolutely. That's a fantastic organization. I just hope he doesn't try to ruin that organization like he's done a couple of others.
Wow.
I got you, Nick. Well, hey, look, we appreciate
good
you
stuff,
helping
man.
Out with us. Thanks for helping us preview the series, and good luck, man. Enjoy it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Talk
Take
to
it
you
easy.
Soon.
All right.
That's Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media, SiriusXM.
Not a LeBron fan.
Not
I
a fan of LeBron won. Whatsoever.
Man. Evan, do you really believe if we swapped out Bron for Butler, they would be better? I'm a little nervous saying yeah, but I would be excited to see it. But I think they got something with Butler. As mad as I was about the little not shooting at the end, he was hurt. Evan, I don't know. But if you're saying it's year to year, I guess I would be. My curiosity is peaked to see what him and Steph and Dre could do.
Well, I just believe the Warriors have to make a call about it. You got to inquire. And I think they will, or if they haven't already. Are they better? No, I think they might just be about the same. But again, it's like I'm trying to figure out how they move on eventually when this 2-year window that they supposedly have, it closes. Like, I don't know why.
You shouldn't be worried about that right now, though, right?
Well, okay, so next season, I think I think they can be a 48-win team.
I do, too.
But I think they're probably still fighting for the play-in or fighting to get out of the play-in. You know, I think top six is the goal again for them next season. I have my doubts that Jimmy Butler is going to play 65 games.
But he plays better defense than LeBron at this juncture, I think, Evan.
I think that's fair.
Okay, not all NBA, but you know what I mean? Like, Jimmy still, man.
No, I mean, I think that LeBron is still a pretty damn good player on offense, and he doesn't give a crap
but
about
defense. But you keep, and you're on fire. But you're like, Goo, even Jimmy after next year is going, you're going to have to re-up him or do something there.
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah. Well, after next season, the 56, good Lord. Then it's what do you do? Or do you, like, I still think there's orange juice in the carton more so than what LeBron has left in his all-around game. Now, if this was 6 years ago, oh, my gosh, I would be like, Brent, get him any means necessary, Malcolm X. But right now, I just think Jimmy is the better all-around basketball player. And if we haven't seen anything else from him and the inception of him in a Warrior uniform, it worked. He fit in.
He did. Yeah, I mean, I look, you can't strip that from him. The team absolutely took off when he got here. And I'm fearful that that's not replicable. Like, I'm fearful that
because it was short, it wasn't 82 games.
It was a sprint after the deadline. Yeah. And if anything, you know, I think there could be a similar case this year where, you know, it all signs point to someone like Kuminga coming back for a compromised contract. And then come December 15th, when that contract is eligible to be traded for the full value dollar to dollar, they use it to get an upgrade.
Mm.
And then the Jimmy, Steph, Draymond trio gets a little jolt in the arm the way they did with Butler. It's not going to be a player that's probably as big or as good as Jimmy. But, yeah, I do think that next year is going to be similar to last year in that they're going to have to puzzle piece this thing together. Like, a big part of last year that, well, not a big part, but a part that is going to get swept away was, you know, you acquired Dennis Schroeder because Pajemski was absolutely awful at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And you're really hoping that he doesn't shoot 23% again from three-point range the first 2 months of the year, because right now he's your starting shooting guard.
Man, Evan, and you know what? If you allow me, and we just discussed for a second about the others, and I'm going to include Moody into what they didn't do in the playoffs that I took for granted because they were so solid and consistent, and it wasn't just those two. But, Evan, when I sit here and look at you and talk about Warrior basketball in that playoff series, Moody and Pods did not mirror themselves at all. And if you want to go Steiny or others and just say it was about experience, but what if that were to happen again, if you were to entrust Pods, like, you're our guy, okay, that was one on the fly, but are we so sure nothing else was going on as opposed to the stage being too big? Because he had mastered fitting in Pods and making bigs to Moody, for that matter. They both, and I know both of them had surgeries or some stuff, you know, going on their bodies that have been addressed. But, man, that quietly was like a big part of the Warriors losing, too.
Maybe the lights were too bright. My bigger takeaway is that I don't think that they're good enough. Like, just as players. You know, Pods, Moody, if you want to throw JK in there, you can. Post, you can put who played, you know, meaningful minutes in the Minnesota series. Like, those young guys are just not good enough. That's another concern I have too. It's like the Warriors' older players, their struggles is going to be staying on the court,
okay, all right,
and remaining 100% for the entire year plus the playoffs. The young guys, my question is just like, are you good enough to help these older dudes win?
With that said, and I hear everything you say, and I get mad, but it's our reality, Dub Nation, of where we're at and who's leading the big three, their birth certificates. I get that. Not sexy to anybody. It's never been done, a team winning the chip with three guys leading the bat. This is nothing against DeAnthony Melton, but the fact that you had him, you traded him, he got hurt. And, Evan, not one of the young guys took a step or two to where you need him back. I think if we got Melton back, and this is not personal, that just signals to me it's bigger than the big three, the OGs. It's the youngsters didn't take enough necessary steps for Melton to even be needed. Like, are we really saying night-night to GP2?
Yeah, probably. But okay, so if the Warriors, like, I think they have a handshake agreement with Horford.
Okay.
And actually, Steph yesterday at the Tahoe golf tournament,
he's big already.
Kind of said as much. He told Anthony Slater of The Athletic basically when that happens.
Okay, all right. So he's coming. I got you.
I think Horford is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Not playing back to back.
But no, he won't. But if they have Horford, Melton, who's coming off an ACL tear, and they keep Kuminga, would you call that a good summer? Because I kind of think, like, LeBron's a long shot. I think it's something you have to explore, but it's obviously a long shot. It feels to me like that's their best case scenario, is signing a 39-year-old, re-signing or reacquiring a guy who's coming off an ACL tear, and bringing back a player that may or may not be happy here. I think that might be the best that they can do.
And what's the whole song? I forget who sings it. Yeah, best wasn't good enough. But you know what, Evan? If that's what it is, I'm broken. There's a song. Somebody,
okay,
help me out, Risotto. Your best wasn't good enough. It's old school. It's before you guys. But yeah, I'll get it. Somebody help me out.
Roger Moore era.
Hey, but anyway, Evan, I'm pro Kuminga. I want him back. And you know why I really want him back? I don't think there's anything out there that's better. Make him work. It's not just his fault. Make him work.
Yeah.
I saw the playoffs against Minnesota. Let me go baby Steiny. Go baby Steiny on me. Tell me how that wasn't real life, or he gets no credit for that.
No.
He was balling.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
He scored 30 points in a playoff game. Like, that's not nothing.
And Naz Reid was linking like, dude, don't give him the ball. I can't stop him. But, Evan, I guess I'm letting it all out. That's the frustration of somebody around it. Chris Mullin, I hear you every day with Bonte. Figure out a way for us to incorporate the youngster. Imagine that, man. It's right there.
Well, if he's on the team next season, he's going to play. Right. I mean, I don't know when it gets down to crunch time if he's going to play.
Failure on everybody again. If that scenario presents itself, and he's not.
No, I mean, the role that's set up for him right now when everyone is healthy is to be the sixth man, and then when one of their older players has to miss a game, he'll start.
And occasionally a sixth man sometimes finish the game if they got it going.
Like, they're different players, and they obviously play different positions, but Jonathan Kuminga's role going into next season right now would be what Jordan Poole's role was going into the 2023 season. When Clay was still there, Curry was there, and Poole is basically a substitute starter. He's the sixth man, and when someone is out, he's going to start. And Poole didn't respond very well to that. Granted, there was some stuff that happened, obviously, the punch.
Right. But shout out Hawaiian.
You're the backup. You're the backup player. And I don't know if you can just make that work. Mm. You just force it. It's a square peg, round hole, which is something that Steve Kerr's talked about as well.
Jim Olay on the YouTube chat, Quincy Jones, just once. My best wasn't good enough. Yeah.
I still got that documentary in the queue. I got to watch that.
What? A queue?
Like Netflix queue, something you got to watch. I'll explain on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see you, Matt, in Oakland. We're going to take your call on the other side. Evan Infurstani alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, as always. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.